Can I do it? We've had people just generally ask about it. So the simple answer is it is not illegal to bury on private land in the state of Wisconsin. Now, there are caveats to this. A lot of municipalities have ordinances against it. Like if you live in the city of Richland Center, you cannot bury in your backyard. There are rules against it. One of the 16 townships in Richland County has an ordinance against it. The other 15 do not have ordinances against it. The state of Wisconsin does not have an ordinance against burial on private land. There are stipulations on it, though. You just can't go to your backyard and bury, you know, your father. You do have to notify the county. The state has to know about it, and we can get you that phone number to talk to the state. It does have to go on the deed for your property. So can you legally do it? Yes. But with a lot of things in life, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it, because there's a downside to doing it. If you bury on private property, not as a cemetery, you're not setting up a cemetery, because that requires rules and a board of directors and some finances. For the reason, if a cemetery runs out of funds, the township that it is in must maintain the cemetery. So a lot of townships do not want to add cemeteries to their township, because they know that if they run out of the money, the state of Wisconsin says the township taxpayers have to pay to maintain that cemetery. A single burial on private property is not deemed a cemetery. It is a burial. And I believe you can do two burials on private property without it being a cemetery. Now, the downside of this is, because it is not a cemetery, if you ever sell that property, the new owner does not have to let you back on that property. It is not public land. It is a private burial. So if you bury a loved one on the home farm because that meant a lot to them, and then you sell the farm, you legally have no right to go back. Maybe you don't want to go back. Maybe you do, but you don't have the right to. The landowner could let you back on, but that kind of becomes a potential issue down the road. The other issue is there is now a deceased human buried on land. If you ever go to sell it, your potential, the amount of potential buyers also decreases, because there are certain people, you don't have to think real hard, that will say, if there is a dead body on this property, I do not want to purchase the property. So potentially it's going to drive down the sale of the property. Now, if this is a property that you have every intention to keep it in the family for the next 50 to 100 years, okay. But if it's just mom and dad live here, everyone else lives out of the area, and you know, you've just buried dad on property and mom's left here, well, is mom going to stay here? Is she going to be able to maintain that property on her own? Of what is the long-term plan? Because it might sound good today, but who is going to be able to own that property? Who's going to maintain it? If you sell it, who is going to be your buyer of the property? So it is not illegal to bury a full human body on property. It's a lot simpler when it gets to a cremated remains, for like we've talked about in the past, in the eyes of the state, once a person is cremated, they are no longer a person. So it happens a lot more frequently where a landowner might say, yes, so-and-so used to live here. I'd have no problem if you go out to this area and scatter their ashes or bury their ashes, because it's ashes. That happens a lot. We run into that quite a bit where the family used to own a piece of property and the new owner doesn't have an issue with it because it's a cremated remains, and in the eyes of the state, it is not a person. So it doesn't show up on anything. It's just, according to the state, it is an object that has either been buried or scattered. They don't care about it. So that happens a lot more frequently. Might be something to think about of, if I want to go back onto a property and you want to do it, do you want to be cremated, which is a lot simpler, or you want to be buried, which is not illegal? Because we have gotten a lot of questions on it in the last couple weeks, because a lot of people have watched us do these burials. Of, can I do it and should I do it on my property? And that becomes the thing, is who is going to maintain the property in a year or 10 years?
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Happy fall from Rockwell Automation. This harvest season, we'd like to thank our farmers for everything you do to keep our community strong. On behalf of all of Rockwell, thank you. We look forward to seeing everyone this month at the Canyon of Lights Parade and the Trick or Treat Trail in the park. Be sure to stop by the Rockwell booth on October 25th for some delicious treats.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsborough Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
We appreciate you joining us here today for some community conversation. Next up, we're going to be talking to Jimmy Vagley of the Jimmies. They're in Richland Center tonight, and full details coming up.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, a high in the low 80s. It'll be a bit breezy, winds between 7 and 15 later today. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 46. 65 Saturday with a slight chance of a light shower. Saturday night, partly cloudy and a low of 40. And Sunday, 59, turning breezy later in the day, 53 on Monday. Currently in Richland Center, it is 56 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
100. WRCO.
We're talking about the Jimmies on WRCO. They are coming to Richland Center on Friday night. And Jimmy Vagley is our guest. Jimmy, how long has the band been together?
We have been together approximately 16 years, as far as we can remember.
Okay. And people from all walks of life in this group, aren't there?
There are. There's one or two teachers, a couple of retired guys, somebody that sells spices, and I'm a dairy farmer. So it's it rounds out pretty evenly as to a quite an eclectic group.
What an exciting life you live, you know, mild-mannered farmer during the day and rock star at night. How does that go?
Well, I often say they don't intercept at all because I work all day and to farm and then just play all night. So it's just a matter of trying to find a minute or two to sleep. That's the only issue.
I was going to say, probably some late nights and some long nights on the tractor. That probably doesn't go well sometimes.
Yeah, there are some very tiring days sometimes, but it's all good. I enjoy it. I love it. And really look forward to coming to Richland Center as well on Friday.
Well, you got a lot of people looking forward to it, I can tell you that. And let's look at the vision for the band when you first started. Was always a kind of a blues-based idea, Jimmy?
Yes. I had originally come out with a solo album back in 2006, and I had horns in there, and it was blues-based and with some R&B songs, and I always wanted to have a band that had horns. And we just kept building it off of that theme, and I've really enjoyed it, writing the tunes that are based around horn lines and songs that have that Memphis feel with a little New Orleans feel mixed in with some Chicago blues. It's a fun little way to write and express what I'm feeling and hearing. So I've really enjoyed these years together with all these guys.
What were you listening to when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, I was listening to a lot of big band. My father was a trumpet player in the polka band. My mom was a singer in kind of some choirs and stuff. In fact, they met at one of my dad's gigs. So I listened to a lot of big band. And once I got into high school, my older sisters, maybe it was in junior high, actually. And they had some friends over, and they went outside, and I looked at the record player and, saw some Painted Black by the Rolling Stones. I listened to it and I went, holy God, this is different. So it started with the Stones and it moved on to more rock and roll. And eventually I started playing when Stevie Ray Vaughan was hitting, and I paid attention to that piano player, Reese Wynans, who I've met a number of times, and saw what he sounded like and what he was studying or what he was influenced. And I went in that track and went backwards in time, really, with the old piano players like Pinetop Perkins and those Otis Spann, and learned, the real deep old school blues by going backwards in time from what other modern guys were listening to.
The rest of the band, similar influences?
Yeah, they are spread all out. A lot of the guys in the horn section are pretty deep jazz-rooted, but also into blues. Our guitar player, Perry, is very traditional, old-school blues. And the drummer and the bass player, they are very amicable to be able to play anything. They just fit right into whatever style there is. So it's a lot of fun writing tunes because we don't necessarily stick to any one genre or any formula. We just try to find out what the song feels like and make it fit.
How many albums have the Jimmies put out?
We have 5 albums. We're working on our 6th. It's been a long time coming, but we're just so busy playing all the time. We have a hard time actually getting into the studio and finishing them up, but I guess it's sort of a good problem.
Yeah. Good problem to have. So you write a lot. Do you decide to do some covers from time to time?
We do some covers, yes. We always try to kind of look into that horn-driven or something that would sound good with horns, even have songs where if there was vocals, we would have the vocal backups, we would change the horns into playing those. So we're always trying to find something just a little different, but always having kind of that the horn section twist to it, and that is also a fun little challenge to see what fits. I enjoy doing that part as well.
I know you've played at several blues festivals over the years. When you first did that, was that somewhat intimidating? Did you have to kind of like earn your respect, so to speak, or not?
Yeah, you know, I started out with a different band based out of Madison. We were called West Side Andy Melford Band. I was in that band for at least 16 or 17 years. And so cut my festival teeth, if you will, with that band. And I knew what I wanted, and I knew what the sound was, and I knew what I wanted it to come across as, and just went for that and stayed hard to that. And I'm very proud of what the band does and how we sound at festivals and the show we put on. It's high energy. Nobody lays down ever, and it's a lot of fun. We just love playing, and we all get along great, which is a really nice relief, which isn't always typical for bands. And we just love doing what we do.
I know you've been honored lots of times. It really looks good on your resume there. Is there an award you're most proud of, Jimmy?
Boy, it always comes down to, for me, it comes down to the songwriting recognition. I'm very proud of the band itself, and I love that we as a band have won some great awards, and we'll always be proud of that. But I also really enjoy the fact that I'm not the greatest player in the world and not the greatest songwriter, but when you put your heart into it and write a tune that really comes from inside and people like it, seems to be the biggest reward to me.
You're out on the tractor somewhere and all of a sudden the inspiration hits you. I mean, do you record something on your phone so you don't forget it, or how do you do that?
Absolutely, yes. I also would always carry a piece of paper because it just seems like writing it down gives it a whole different meaning and view. But I'm constantly, literally in a tractor, always writing it, feeling a groove and just putting the sound of the song down or the beat, but often obviously the words as well. It's constantly hearing something and trying to come up with something again and again. Yeah, the brain never seems to rest when it comes to that.
I know that you have gone overseas on some tours and things like that. How many countries have the Jimmys visited?
That's interesting. We've done four or five, and then the precursor to this band, we did a couple tours as well through Europe. So it's been, Romania, we did a blues album. And we've been to Norway a number of times, and we're going back to Norway in April for a blues cruise. We've been to Jamaica and in Latin America at least 10 or 12 times. We take a group of people, and we're going again in February to Jamaica with a group of people, and everyone is still invited. But, I just love traveling around because it's, again, our energy is just nonstop on stage, it's really great to move people to your music and see them being moved. It's really a joy.
What was it like recording in Transylvania?
It was a huge festival, and it was inside an old Soviet Union or a Soviet bloc union hall. It was just this giant cement hall with these 20-foot-tall radiators on the side. It was just crazy. But Romania and all of Europe, for that matter, are just absolutely in love with blues and in love with live music, for that matter. And it was such a rush. That's the reason why the album really had that lightning in a bottle, because we were feeding off the crowd that was just absolutely eating it up. It was a magical evening. It was beautiful.
And I'm sure you've experienced it, but, it's interesting that sometimes they can't speak the language, but they can sing along with the English lyrics. That's pretty far out, isn't it?
That is pretty wild, yes. But, of course, being the Americans that we are, we expect the rest of the world to know English. And so many people do, so many other countries. And so, yeah, the barrier is less than us going to their countries, for sure.
Well, you've been playing here at Richland Center at the very first auditorium ever built in the state, and I think it's going to be pretty cool. You guys are going to belong on that stage, and it's a good place, good venue. I think you're going to have a good time on Friday night, Jimmy.
Very, very, very much looking forward to it.
Anything else you'd like to say to kind of drum up some business, get some people out for the show?
I just be ready to have a whole different range of songs, slow, fast, loud, quiet, dancing, provocative. You know, it's we love doing what we do. And go to our website, thejimmies.net. Come to Jamaica with us in February. We have information on there. Come to Norway in April. We have information on there. And just come out and be entertained. We love doing it.
Somebody's got to milk your cows on Friday night. Don't forget that now, okay?
I'll milk them twice in the morning on Saturday.
Oh, that'll work. Okay. All right, Jimmy. It's been a blast. We'll look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Jimmy Vagley of the Jimmies. They're here on Friday night at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Opening up will be Annie and the Crush at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6, so don't miss it.
Is it all the same?
The Jimmys on WRCO-FM Richland Center. They'll be playing some great tunes tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Thanks to Jimmy Vaglie for being our guest. And we have a couple of tickets to give away, courtesy of the Richland County Performing Arts Council. And we will give those to you right now if you are caller number 10. Number 10, 608-647-4155.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Come, join us for Bev's Walk, sponsored by Passages, where we believe every victim. On Tuesday, October 22nd, from 5 to 7:30 p.m., let's gather at Crosscut Park in Richland Center to show support for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Enjoy delicious food from Utter Brothers, Christie's Sunnyside Cafe, and TKO Barbecue, along with inspiring guest speakers, live music from the Pink Whiskey Band, and powerful survivor stories. There'll even be face painting for the kids. Get your event t-shirts for just $25, with all proceeds supporting the Grateful Scholarship in honor of Beverly. Register now by visiting passagesrc.org for more info. Let's walk together for a cause that matters. Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, Tuesday, October 22nd at Crosscup Park.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police?
Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Our winning caller number 10, was Chris Thompson. Way to go, Chris. And the Jimmies are coming up tonight. Doors open at 6, 7 o'clock for the showtime featuring Annie and the Crush. And then the Jimmies tickets will be available at the door at the Richland Center City Auditorium this evening. Coming up, today's Daily Dose.
You may take it for granted, but when it goes, you can certainly feel the impact. Keep your water running hot with Reliance. At All American Do It Center, Reliance water heaters come in sizes from 30 to 50 gallons. And we have models for electric, natural gas, or LP. Plus, limited warranties are available on parts and labor. Visit the Reliance water heater display at All American Do It Center, because when it goes, you won't have time to wait. Shop close to home with folks you know at All American Do It Centers in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district, because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. I once saw a poster of a mafia boss pointing his stocky finger and saying, "If I want your opinion, I'll give it to you." Samuel Butler once said, "There is no mistake so great as that of always being right." How many folks have you met who act like they know more than the Encyclopedia Britannica? Who will argue with a stop sign? Who must get the last word in every discussion and debate? Samuel Butler points out the fact that the more often we want to point out that we're right, the less people will want to hear what we have to say. We Americans must just love a good debate. How else could these political verbal wrestling matches continue to flourish on television where guests spend the entire half hour interrupting one another? Once in a while, it really pays to not be right. To say things like, "You know, you made a good point there," or "I never thought of that," or "I think you might be right." Knowledge is great, but can lead to arrogance. Wisdom, on the other hand, is knowledge that has no need to flaunt itself and knows when to let the other person be right. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you are 75 or older, or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed weekend of the Hub City Dirt Drags happening today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It's two full days of nonstop action, starting tonight at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull featuring over $8,500 in cash prizes. Plus, don't miss the challenge trucks going head-to-head on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday kicks off with a truck show and shine from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., followed by hot action on the drag tracks at 2 p.m., featuring some of the fastest diesel drag trucks in the country. Event coordinator Riley Anderson and looks forward to the weekend.
This October event's kind of the last hoorah, especially in our area. We like to go out with a big show.
Admission is $20 per day or $30 for the weekend. And kids 12 and under get in free to the grandstand. Don't miss out on the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. See you there today and tomorrow.
Here is Holly Nelson with an Ithaca referendum minute.
Why we are voting yes. Ithaca is a small community that has for many years been built around Ithaca pride. Ithaca Pride to me means six generations of Huff Nelson graduates. It means strong roots for educational success and high student involvement in school and community. It also means intergenerational connections that only can be gotten in small schools. It's about small class sizes, one-to-one help, knowing every student by name. It's about lifelong relationships with dedicated staff. It's about filling the bleachers, wearing purple with pride. It's about celebrating 100 plus years of strong work ethic and roots. It's foundation of why we share so much Ithaca pride. Ithaca is a strong school that has been doing many things right. As a community, voting yes allows this generation and generations in the future to continue to have exceptional education and be given the opportunities only offered in a small school.
This message has no affiliation to the Ithaca School District. Please vote yes in November for Ithaca.
Oh yes, it is party, as in P-A-R-D-I time, on today's Pure American Country Radio Minute. Welcome, I'm Bill Cody. John Party's new single, Friday Night Heartbreaker, marks a musical page turn. It's his first time working with famed producer Jay Joyce, known for his work with Eric Church and Lainey Wilson.
We had loved it. We spent so much time working on it. The band played on it. We're a better band now because of Jay. We called Jay the professor. So shout out to the professor for teaching us his ways, and it was a blast.
A full album's set to follow, though John admits he hasn't heard much of it because that's the way Jay prefers to work.
I can't really, like, explain it because working with Jay Joyce, he does not share anything. When he's done, that's when I get to listen to it. So I'm really excited to hear it, but it's really good. Like, that's all I can tell you.
John continues his Mr. Saturday Night tour as we wait to find out when his new album will drop. And with Grand Ole Opry star John Party, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. What stands in the way of you paying less for your homeowner's insurance? It's the time it takes to shop and then compare all the options. Face it, we all hate shopping insurance. Let Pure American Insurance do it. We shop over 30 top insurance brands. More options equal more savings. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rolls and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah, got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Collar romancing, I can get cleaned up if you ask me, but I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
It all started with a bad case of the slamming doors, and ended when the judge said, "What was mine is yours." Now I'm sitting on this bar stool next to an old trying to find a cure for the what I've got. I've got the used to pain breaking out all over me. I called it
moment to set me free. I've got the can't forget. I'd wished we'd never met. The teary eyes, the swallow pride. It ain't over yet. It's killing me. I've got the use to face. Come down with the I don't care about closing time. And the I wished I was dead won't be far behind. I'll wake up tomorrow with the old what did I do. And I'll come back to my senses with the I love you. I've got the used to face breaking out all over me. Came down with to set me free. I've got the can't forget. I'd wish we'd never met. The teary eyes, the swallow cries. It ain't over yet. It's killing me. I've got the use to face. The do without to kick me out. Ain't no doubt. I've got the use to face.
Singletary here on WRCO Radio, cruising toward the weekend with a 64-degree temperature this morning. It's simply beautiful. Sometimes we take it for granted how nice it is. Again, if all holds true, we could be near a record high today. May not break that, but the record goes all the way back to 1928. So we are in some rare air. Just be careful when you suck it in, you don't get a box elder bug. Ooh.
I've watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop, six drinks, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? If I be the highway, then it might be these songs. It might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive. Let one go. Road life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a hundred on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs. It might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be. Well, be what makes me feel alive.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
We're up to 68 degrees. High school football on the radio tonight. Richland Center is at Dodgeville. It's the eighth week of the high school football season. It's because of the weather. It seems to me it's only like the third, but it does go by pretty quickly. Next week? Well, who knows? Our forecast only goes as far as Thursday. They're saying that day a high of 72. Not bad.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
I got a souped-up ride, and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. Shoulder on the side, looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. Why are we making these tires scream in this old car? All I wanna do is sold the road like a racetrack. We can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight when chill starts. Watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood.
Sometimes I swear too much, say things that I don't mean, emotionally out of touch. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I close the bar, have one too many drinks, and I don't make it to church. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Sometimes I make her cry. Forget all those little things. I really don't.